Welcome to the Evolve Live podcast. I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Magazine. Each episode offers listeners an inside view about the issues, challenges, and opportunities business owners, entrepreneurs, and civic leaders face from a variety of voices. We focus on overcoming adversity as a key component of achieving success. Our guest today is Curtis Sabala, CEO, visionary of InvisiCook, a cooking system that uses an induction hub positioned under the kitchen countertop that heats a pan through the surface. No, I'm serious. Combining a functional cooking service with a luxury design. Curtis worked on several other products, apps, and cooking vessels in the past, which we will explore. But around 2016, he came up with the idea of a VisiCook in a dream. Today, the cooking system is sold around the world, and the company is poised for growth in the coming years. Let's get started. Welcome, Curtis.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Always good to see you, my man.
Yes, sir.
It's been a long time. Curtis and I have known each other probably for about 8 or 10 years.
Yes, sir.
And when I see this CEO and visionary, that seems very apropos to me, Curtis, because I've always known you as an inventor, creating things. Speak more about that.
Ever since I was a young kid, my mom would remind me that we used to have HO tracks. Remember those electric racing tracks?
Mm-hmm.
So I would make them out of this, the cars themselves, out of this plastic injection molding machine. And I would sell them for 50 cents a piece to my friends.
Wow.
And so I guess it started when I didn't even realize it started when I was younger, and different things. I would build stuff for my parents and stuff that would make our life easier for certain things. And as I got older, my family took precedent before anything else. So I concentrated on that first. And then the creation of stuff was always there. And of course, when you create something, you always fail. And
it's part of the process.
That's part of the process. If you don't fail, you're not learning anything.
Yeah.
You're not learning anything. So yeah, I've learned quite a bit. And the visionary, I've always seen things differently than most people. I look at things differently, and I'll look at a problem and I'll always find a solution. I have a tendency to put a silver lining on everything. One of my partners says to me, he says, Curtis, you are the most positive person I have ever met in my life. No matter what the situation, you always find a positive reasoning to it.
Would you attribute that attitude to what allows you to bounce back from adversity and failures?
Oh, of course. You have mm-hmm. to. I mean, if you fall down, you have to get back. It's not about the actual getting up. It's what you do after you get up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way I look at it.
And the attitude you have.
And how you look at it. Yeah. You know, I always look back on everything, any of the failures that I've had, and I look back and I, over my shoulder, I said, what did I learn from mm-hmm. that?
You have to do that.
Yeah. And so InvisiCook is something that I think is going to be here for a long time. It has already, and it's doing phenomenally well. We're really, really proud of it. I'm very proud of what we've done, what we've accomplished in a short amount of time. And even with InvisiCook, we've failed in a couple aspects of it from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and we learned what we did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to take those admissions of guilt, if you will. Recently, we went to a company in Spain, the number two countertop producer in the world. Spent 4 days with them, and they, 3 years ago, we went to them as well, and they loved our product. They loved the concept, but they said, listen, we're not going to approve it
mm-hmm.
because this. These are the problems, the inherent problems that we're going to come across with your product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I scratched my head and I said, okay, what do I have to do to change this? What is it that's going to make us an accepted brand worldwide? And what I came up with was protection. So all of last year, I developed what the problem was with the countertops is that the countertops would get hot because of the pan and people wouldn't use it correctly and it would crack the countertop. So I had to come up with something that would be worldwide accepted. So I developed a sensor that is connected with our units that monitors the heat, the temperature of the heat on the bottom of the countertop. So if it gets to a certain level, it's 30. That means it's 30% more on top. It'll shut down automatically to save the countertop and the customer from any damage or harmful. That's all these companies needed to see, that they were protected. And we go out of our way. What I found out was instead of protecting our product, because our product doesn't produce any heat at all. So,
but the heat is produced by the pan.
Exactly. Okay. So the pan is produced. But our product is a frequency.
So Curtis, let's back up because I think we're sort of into the product without I gave a description. I think it's woefully inadequate for the product. So describe the product.
InvisiCook is a induction cooking apparatus with a proprietary frequency that obviously many other people don't have, that will pass through 12 to 15 millimeters of solid surface. Natural stone only, porcelain, granite, marble, and quartzite. Once that frequency passes safely through that, it stimulates the molecules of a 42 tensile steel strength or better pan. And generates heat in the pan and then stays in that area and doesn't travel.
So the image that I get is that I'm doing that on a granite, let's just say, surface, and I don't need a stovetop.
Correct.
Is that what people should understand?
So InvisiCook does three things. Number one is efficiency, power. The way I've developed my product is that it shares the power. For example, a four-burner unit that runs on 220 will only use a maximum of 13.9 amps with my system, as opposed to a 40 to 50 amp unit or electric range in a normal home. So you're talking about 65% or better reduction in efficiency. Number two is space. What you just said, I've created space that there is a clear countertop with no burners, no area that you have to take care of that you can use for other purposes. And you just have to wipe it down. It's your countertop. And number three is the wow factor. A lot of people look at this and they, like what you did, you went, wow. You know, I don't, my neighbor doesn't have this, but I do. And it's that kind of, and those are the three main things that InvisiCook does.
So let's talk about the product for a minute. The induction aspect, that's not new. So what is it that you've been able to patent that differentiates and keeps you from, you know, a copycat knockoff type thing?
One of the things is our power. I call it like a power router and power sharing because it keeps it down to 2,000 watts, 2,400 maximum, but shares the power between all four burners or three burners or four. We have one to five burners now, and also the frequency rate that it goes through the stone. A lot of the other, our competitors haven't been, they have another frequency rate, but they use much more power, 3,000 watts per burner, which is people want instantaneous results. But at the same time, you can do the same things with InvisiCook that you can't do with these other units. You can, it's basic, induction is induction.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
Exactly. So it's frequency rate and power related that makes our differences. We're selling in China from here. We are, our customers are buying in China and we're shipping out of this factory and out of the other one out of China to the, to our customers. We already know they've tried copying, but they haven't. They won't take the 4 to 5 years of trying to find that frequency rate that I found.
So one of the benefits of a new product is first to market as well. So what are you doing and how are you driving the product in the market so that you're as pervasive? I hear you're in a lot of different countries, but are you deep in those countries? Are you superficial? Tell me what type of market share you're realizing on a global basis.
Well, to give you an example, a lot of the companies now are dropping a lot of the other competitive markets, our competitors'
products,
products, and they're signing with us because of the fact that you can use any kind of surface. A lot of our other competitors, which there's only really three or four worldwide, you have to use their particular stone. You have to use their particular controller. You have to use their particular pan, and they it adds up, and it's really not cost effective. I wanted to make our product available for the masses. A lot of people looked at this, especially here in the U.S. I found that they see our product and they go, "Oh, that's just for the rich." I'm like, no, it isn't. It's affordable. It really, really is. I mean, we sell our wholesale to our dealers is $1,600 for a four burner unit, which is no secret. So, I mean, I can share that. And at the same time, the MSRP is between $2,300 and $2,600 for a four-burner unit. It really is, that's not much more than what you're paying for a good quality stove.
And then you gain the energy efficiency that you spoke about as well.
Exactly.
Right? So, and you don't have to buy specific pans to deal with it.
Well, not the ones that our competitors are using, but you do have to use an induction quality pan.
Okay.
So the better the pan, and a lot of people, 80% of the pans that are on the market are quote-unquote induction ready with the symbol on the bottom. What I tell customers is just take a magnet with you, a kitchen magnet, and when you go to buy a pan, if it sticks to the side of the pan and the bottom, and on the inside, the side of the pan and the bottom, then it's a true induction pan. But even these high-value pans that are sold, they're not induction quality induction pans. Only the bottom is, which is just a few millimeters, and the rest is all aluminum or nickel. And that's not a good product for the induction market because that's one of the enemies. Mass and the wrong kind of metal, it reflects the frequency and it'll make that countertop a lot hotter than it should. So that heat will go back down very quickly. It won't get absorbed.
So, Curtis, you know, we talked about some past challenges and felicity that's helped you to be where you are today. When you look at the challenges you face today, what are the big challenges? What are the challenges you need to overcome to scale and grow your business from where it is right now?
No, it's unfortunate I'm going to have to say it, but it's always money-based. When you're a small company like us growing just incredibly quickly, the way we've grown in 4 years, you know, our joke in our company is that we ask, you know, a lot of our people, that our customer, they ask us, well, ask me what our marketing budget is. It's absolutely zero. We've been blessed in the fact that all of our dealers have believed enough in the product and have tested it and have sold it already that it's a value-added product and proposition to them and their product. So they're paying for the videos. They're paying for a lot of the stuff. And we are obviously gaining notoriety for it. We're on television shows now with the Property Brothers. We were just on it last night again for some reason. I didn't even know we were on there. And, you know, they tell us after the fact, and then, or if it's a big show like the one with Snoop Dogg 3 weeks ago, we couldn't say anything until the day of the airing. So, I mean, shows like that where these companies and television audiences are seeing us makes us successful. But not only us, it makes all our
the whole
dealers,
supply chain.
Sure. The whole all our dealers. So the adversity that I have is mostly getting the money to be able to scale now.
So capital.
Capital to get the inventory. My dream is, you know, I lowball everything, is I want to be able to have 1,000 units in Germany at any one time, mm-hmm. at our factory in Germany. I want to have 1,000 units here at any one time. We are now getting to the point where now we're ordering containers of equipment to build everything here. Mm-hmm. And our staff is growing again, and we're, but every time we seems that we place an order for our products, we sell it mm-hmm. within a month. And then, so that's the biggest thing that we're, because we won't get those, the capital from that up until down the road.
And what you're describing drives the speed of that flywheel. Right? Yes. I mean, you get that referral, you get others who are investing in the marketing, and you can certainly get some growth from that. Mm-hmm. But that next stage of development now requires a much faster flywheel, which is where I assume the capital comes in.
Right, exactly. And plus, we have other products that are coming out
okay.
within the next 3 years that are mm-hmm. going to be absolutely ridiculous. Next week, we will be featured at Salone Mobile in Milan, which is the largest kitchen and furniture show in the world. Mm-hmm. One of the most, probably the most important one. And we are being featured in a booth by the number four largest fabricator, stone manufacturer in the world. And they've got meetings for us all week and so on and so forth. But it's that type of notoriety that we're getting overseas. We've become a brand name in Europe. Mm. We've become a brand name in South America. We're becoming a very strong brand name in Canada. The U.S., we're still getting there.
It's a tough market.
Oh, it is. It really is. It's more of education, I think, mm-hmm. here than anything else. People are more, they're more apt to do what they know mm-hmm. instead of going into something new.
You're also located in Bunnell, in Flagler County, and I mean, I find on this coast here, you know, from Jacksonville down to New Smyrna Beach, manufacturing is not part of the DNA. So is there something that, you know, the city and county and regional governments can do for businesses like yours that if you had a chance to speak on a radio show about it, you could say what it might be?
Well, as our friend over here has noted over the past, I mean, that has always been one of my platforms, is to bring this wonderful county that I've lived in for 23 years, that I will not leave, that I am dead set on. I've kept my businesses. We've gotten offers from all over the state to bring our company to. With all sorts of stuff. Here, 10 years free taxes. We'll give you a building for 5 years. Mm-hmm. We want to stay here. We want to bring the jobs here. We want to. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect area to bring and attract more innovative, technological, clean-based corporations to. And that's something that I've been fighting for mm-hmm. since I've moved here. I think that if the government's keyed in more on that, I think it would again, like you mentioned the flywheel before, I mean, that would just generate that flywheel all the way around to not only building jobs and industry, but also to show what we really are in this mm-hmm. in this area, mm-hmm. what we can do. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things, and that's what keeps me here, is the hope that eventually we've seen it grow, not as well as it should have. But we've seen it grow. We need to definitely have our local and state governments have more of an insight or foresight, I think is the better word, mm-hmm. of what we have and what we can do with it.
So, Curtis, as we wrap up here, I usually look for a website or a phone number and things like that I want our guests to provide, and I will ask you that. But who should be calling it? It sounds like it's not really the end user or the end customer, but really dealers, distributors, builders who are key part of your supply chain. Am I reading that right?
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, we're up to at least 25 inquiries a day, 7 days a week, from customers, and most of
end users
okay. that are asking, where can we get this? How much is it? does it work with X countertop? Does it work? This, how does, mm-hmm. what can we do? Mm-hmm. We respond to everybody. So even when they call the office, we always ask, the first thing is that we ask is, thank you for calling in VisiCook. How did you hear about us? And then they tell us, well, if you're located here, this is the dealer that's there.
Gotcha.
If there isn't a dealer nearby, near you, then we will help you directly.
Gotcha.
And we will actually do it from the shop. We don't like to do anything direct to the consumer. Mm-hmm. We would rather just, because we don't, we respect the wishes
the deal,
of our.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to keep that. Mm-hmm. We want to keep
and
that.
To keep chain. The business model.
Exactly.
That
and
place.
That's been our business model, and it's mm-hmm. worked. And but, we've respected all of our dealers, and that's why they've stayed with us for all this time.
So whether someone's a dealer or a person who has a countertop that they'd like to understand what tomorrow is for today, how would they reach you?
You can go to invisicook.com, and at the bottom—
Why don't you spell that?
INVISACOOK.com. And you can scroll down to the bottom of the webpage, and there will be a form you can put in all your information, phone number, address, and your question, and it'll come directly right to the shop, right to the offices.
Good.
And we have staff there that on a daily basis answers it. If we don't answer back within 24 to 48 hours, it means that we're, like right now, we're extremely busy.
It means you're on a radio show or something, right? So that's InvisiCook, INVISACOOK.com, InvisiCook.com. And you will be talking directly to the visionary because he's the one that's going to make sure that this business continues to accelerate. As always, my friend, it's a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck to you and your crew.
Thank you very much, Howard. Thank you for having us. And, you know, it's a blessing being here and having, you know, Flagler Broadcasting even helping us put this on, and yourself using this platform to be able to try to bring some more visionaries and more innovation into our county.
So you have been listening to Evolve Lives podcast, Success Through Adversity. I am Howard Holley, the publisher of Evolve Magazine. Thank you. Go to evolve-success.com and take a look at our products. And also, you can let us know what you think at editor@evolve-success.com. Thank you all, and have a good day.